This is Daylight Magazine, coming to you from Adventist World Radio Ghana, the voice of hope.
AWR Ghana, voice of hope. Voice of
hope. Today's Daylight Magazine has segment designed with you in mind. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. And it's good enough for me. It was good for Paul and Silas. It was good for Paul and Silas. It was good for Paul and Silas. And it's good enough for me. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. And it's good enough for me. It was good for the prophet Daniel. It was good for the prophet Daniel. It was good for the prophet Daniel. And it's good enough for me.
Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. And it's good enough for me. It makes me love everybody. Makes me love everybody. Makes me love everybody.
And it's good enough for me.
Give me that old-time religion. Give me that
old-time religion.
Give me that old-time religion.
And it's good enough for me.
Hello, listener. Today's devotion is entitled, The Question of God's Supremacy Settled. Lift up your hands, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Psalm 24, verse 7. All heaven is watching the controversy. Here upon the earth, Satan stirs up the enmity that is in the human mind to resist the salvation that has been brought to them at such an infinite cost. He, Christ, was the light of the world. And yet the world knew him not. He created the world, and yet the world would not acknowledge him. But when his life was sought for, the majesty of heaven had to go from place to place. Heaven marked this. And he was despised and rejected. He was mocked at, reviled. But when he was reviled, he reviled not again. But Satan did not stop his persecutions until Christ hung upon the cross of Calvary. All heaven and all the worlds God had created were watching the controversy. Would Christ carry out the plan he had undertaken to lift lost souls from the pit of sin? The great rebel was uprooted from the thoughts of everyone as they saw Christ's resurrection. The question was settled that the law of God was immutable and covered all that were in heaven and in earth, and all the created intelligences. Christ was with his disciples 40 days and 40 nights, and then he was taken up from them into heaven, and the multitude of captives were with him, and a multitude of heavenly hosts was around him. And as they approached the city of God, the angel that was accompanying him said, "Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and ye be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in." Now this Savior is our intercessor, making an atonement for us before the Father. And that precious Savior is coming again. When he cometh the second time, it is not to wear the crown of thorns. It is not to have that old purple robe placed upon his divine form. The voices will not be raised, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" But there is a shout from the angelic host and from those who are awaiting to receive him, "Worthy, worthy is the Lamb that was slain." A divine conqueror, in the place of the crown of thorns, he will wear a crown of glory. In the place of that old kingly robe that they put upon him in mockery, he will wear a robe whiter than the whitest white, and those hands that were bruised with the cruel nails will shine like gold. The righteous dead come forth from their graves, and they that are alive and remain are caught up together with them to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall they ever be with the Lord. And they will listen to the voice of Jesus, sweeter than any music that ever fell on mortal ear. Come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Written by Ellen G. White, my name is Lois Amachi Marvel.
You are welcome to the program, Healthy You. This is the fifth part of the discussion on the topic, stress.
Stress is the topic for today. Doc, are you there?
Yes, I'm there. Okay.
I hope you are not stressed.
A little bit.
But it's a positive one.
You cannot live without stress, yeah. But it's how you manage it.
Yes, yes. So let's look at when stress goes beyond normal levels, how is it treated at the hospital? But even, Leah, before you go to that, how is stress tested? I mean, how do you test for stress to be able to say this person is clinically stressed?
Sometimes a patient comes with various forms of symptoms and signs and symptoms. You think maybe it is a medical problem, so you begin to check the full blood count, you check urine, RE, you check malaria parasite, you check all these things, mm-hmm. and they are all negative. Sometimes you even check typhoid and it is also negative. And for example, I had a problem in the United States. I was having constant body pains. I couldn't sleep because I was working at night, and from work, I just go home, take a shower, just 30 minutes, I go back to school. I couldn't sleep. So I went to see my primary physician, and Dr. Sastula, I examined me, everything, asked a lot of questions, and it came out that I was not sleeping under constant stress. So he gave me a note. Take it to your job, stay home for a week. Mm-hmm. Within 3 days,
you
was okay.
Better.
I was expecting him, that I was doing pre-med, I was expecting him to give me a magic pill, the so-called. He said, no, go home, drink fruits and water. You're going to be okay. And within 3 days, I was okay. Sometimes we undergo too much of that and we don't know that we are going through stress.
Yeah.
So when you go to the clinics, the doctors will try as much as possible to rule out any organic cause. And if all tests are done and they couldn't find anything, and based on the history that you give them, because when they are taking history, they examine you, they take all these things in consideration. Because it would be very unfortunate not to elicit what is the cause of the medical condition. Mm-hmm. So they take psychological, social aspect very much serious.
But Doc, is that really the actual picture here in Ghana?
Yes, they do. But sometimes the volume of work. Mm-hmm. One doctor, you sit down in the morning, you have more than 50, 70 patients behind. Sometimes it's very unlikely to go through everybody like that. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you're able to catch it up.
But the interesting thing is, you go to hospital this month, you meet Dr. A. You go the next month or two, you meet Dr. B. Another time you meet Dr. C. So it's like you don't have the luxury of sticking with just one doctor who probably would be able to easily identify the trend. And other doctors too, because of the number of patients waiting, wouldn't have the time to go through, your folder to read everything.
It's unfortunate it happens that way. Sometimes the doctor you saw yesterday now is off today. And that is unfortunate. It happens like that. But if the doctor is there, I think it will be the best thing to do to see the same doctor. Where I used to work, for sometimes they look at the folder. Patient even said, oh, the doctor said I should come back and see him. So the nurses do that and then you will come back and see the same doctor.
Mm-hmm.
But the good thing is history is taken in your folder. Mm-hmm. So whichever doctor sees it goes through the previous history. And they're able to. And sometimes when you see that it is your colleague who has already indicated that see me next 2 weeks or next week, sometimes we even call and then send the folder back to that person. We do that. But what we don't want is a patient coming to hospital A, and then when things are not working well, instead of him or her to get back to the same hospital, you see that patient in another hospital. I don't blame them. Sometimes they think his or her needs are not met. So
yes,
he or she has to go to another hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you go there, remember, your history is not there.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe the medication that you are going to be given at that time is contraindicated based on the medication that you are taking from the previous hospital. And it becomes a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we are experiencing this all the time. All the time.
Then I think
all the time.
It would be right if probably we educate our listeners that if there comes the need to change your hospital, you should be able to tell the new doctor what you have been going through.
Exactly.
So if there's the need to relook at your condition.
To the listeners, I think it would be good for you to go back there, explain. Maybe one of the medication given was even complicating the whole situation. And I think that is the reason why the government is trying to do this capitation grant, so that when you are registered with this hospital, that is where you have to go all the time. It's going to help the patient.
Yes.
So if the doctor sees that, okay, no, I have to refer, he or she will refer you.
Yeah.
But to my surprise, patients are not listening to that. Yeah. They are not listening to that.
Doc, I think on that note, I would say that it's not probably all the time that it's the patients that are not listening, because sometimes a patient will go to a particular hospital or clinic and then immediately they just, as you are mentioning my head, my back, my nose, the doctor is already even writing prescription. Then you go, they probably give you malaria treatment. The next time you go, you meet a different doctor, the person also gives you malaria treatment. The third time, and if you realize that it's not taking you anywhere, the next thing will be, why don't I change the hospital and see?
Well, that's why I don't blame them. That's not supposed to be.
And doctors too, sometimes, not all of them, but some of them, because probably they have several patients to attend to, do not even entertain patients asking questions, because like, they are stressed and they easily get irritated.
But that's why I say everybody gets stressed.
Mm-hmm.
At least, under normal circumstances, at least 25 to 30 patients a day.
Mm.
That is even too much on you. You go to these district hospitals and these community hospitals. Sometimes you have so many people, one person, and sometimes you have to leave them and then go. It's a worrying situation.
I think patients should be encouraged to open up. They should. Some patients also sometimes feel that the doctor is a magician. He should be able to know everything. And
well, sometimes myself, I have to ask them almost everything. And whenever you ask them anything, they have something to say. I say, ma'am, so you have all these things you are not telling me.
Yes.
Sometimes they try to reserve, especially at the nurse station. The nurse will take a small history from you. Sometimes they feel shy to tell the nurses what is going on. And maybe I do understand them too. You have about 3-4 patients sitting around the same table, mm-hmm. three nurses taking their vitals. And so maybe he or she feels shy to say what is wrong, thinking that when he gets to the doctor, everything will be made. So sometimes, mm-hmm. if you have the time and ask them, you see that the history taken from the nursing station is totally different from what you have. We have identified all these problems mm-hmm. over there.
Well, I think on this note, we will encourage our listeners, if you go to hospital, please, yes, pray before you go that you would meet a doctor who is not overstressed.
Make sure
and
you
then
are,
you open up.
You are positive. Tell them everything. Yes. I think they are not monsters that they won't listen to you.
I'm talking from the point that if you go and the doctor is stressed and there's too much on him, he may not be able to have or give you that needed time and attention. So if you pray that God help me so that the doctor I meet today shouldn't be overstressed, it's also a good thing. So that when you meet a doctor who is not stressed or overstressed, then you'll be able to also open up and tell exactly what is wrong. So if probably your problem is also stress-induced, the doctor would be able to determine and give you the right treatment. So I guess that is it for clinical diagnosis of stress.
You have been listening to a discussion on the topic stress. A continuation will be brought to you later.
For any inquiries or contributions, you can contact us on
+233 244 673528
or 0244 235 017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana.
This old house was a home and comfort, cause we fought the storms of life. This old house wants to ring with laughter, this old house heard many shouts. Now she trembles in the darkness when the night wind walks about. Ain't gonna need this house no longer, ain't gonna need this house no more. Ain't got time to fix the shingles, ain't got time to fix the doors. Ain't got time no hinges or to fix no window pane. Ain't gonna need this house no longer, I'm getting ready to meet the saints. This old house is getting shaggy. This old house is getting old. This old house lets in the rain. And this old house lets in the cold. On my knees I'm getting chilly, but I feel no fear of pain, cause I see an angel peeking through the broken window pane. Ain't gonna need this house no longer, ain't gonna need this house no more. Ain't got time for the explosion.
On the portals he's waiting and watching, watching for you.
Beloved, we welcome you once again to the Moment of Truth. Once again, I'm your humble servant, Nekwe Kote. And this morning, we want to share some encouraging words with you. We want to share the God whom we've known to you, so that also amidst your fears and worries in this life, you'll also have hope. Amen. And so we've titled this morning's message, Peace, I Live With You. Peace, I Live With You. And we're going to base on John chapter 14, verse 26 to 27. John chapter 14, verse 26 to 27. It says, But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things, and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Let's pray. Abba Father, we thank you for this moment. We ask that may thou, Lord, come and bless us, even as your word comes to us, in Jesus' name. Amen. Peace, I live with you. Beloved, we are living in a world and we are living in a moment whereby there is fear all over. There is panic all over the place. There is unrest all over the place. And sometimes we try to seek and to find answers to these fears and worries that we encounter in this life. During the departure of Jesus Christ, he really had a lot of conversations with his disciples and all those who were near around him. He was feeling pains within himself. And likewise, the disciples and those people who really trusted in him were also having this kind of fear and panic in them. Because someone they trusted so well, someone they know to heal their diseases, someone whom even when they are hungry can feed them in a miraculous way, is about to lead them to heaven. This is a very tragic incident which happened to the disciples and to the people of that time. But Jesus Christ never left them like that. He gave them his words. And these words which was given to the disciples by Jesus is what I want you and me to ponder over this moment, so that amidst the fears that we are in, amidst the challenges that we are going through, we will still remember and remind ourselves and even encourage ourselves that yes, indeed, Jesus Christ, or God, still thinks about us. And this is what has been penned down in the book of John, chapter 14, verse 26 and 27. It says, "By the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Beloved, this same promise given to the disciples is what Jesus Christ is giving to us this moment. Yes, there may be challenges we are encountering in this life. There may be hardships. Sometimes it's even hard for us to get our daily bread. Sometimes even how to care for our wards is a challenge to us. But the word of God has come to us this moment, once again, encouraging and inspiring us that he never left us alone when he went back to heaven. He promised us the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit will come and teach us all things and to bring us to remembrance all things that Christ has said to us. My question to you this morning is that, do you have the Holy Spirit? This Holy Spirit, which is the peace Jesus Christ left with us, do you have it with you? And if you have it with you, how is the Holy Spirit helping you in this life? How is the Holy Spirit letting you understand what Christ has taught us before? He continued to say that, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Beloved, all that I'm trying to say this moment is that we can't continue to live and to put our confidence in man. We can't continue to live and to put our confidence in the world, because the kind of peace that the world promises us won't take us any far. In the end, it will bring disappointments on our way. The peace which comes from God surpasses all understanding, and that is exactly what he wants us to have at this moment. Do you have the peace of God with you? Is the Holy Spirit also playing a part in your life? And this same Spirit, may I remind you, is the same peace Jesus Christ left with us. It is my prayer this moment. It is my humble prayer this moment that the good Lord will really visit you at this moment and remind you of all the things that Christ has said in his word for us. The great promises that he has promised us, that if we are to follow his ways, he also will also open avenues of blessings onto our path. God expects us to have this Spirit with us. And I believe this spirit also continues in every way to strengthen us. It continues in every way to let us discern between what is good and bad. It always helps us to choose the right way. But many are the times we choose amiss and we go our own way. Do you have the peace of God with you? Do you have the Holy Spirit with you? God is still telling us this moment that it's not too late. We can still make a decision. It's not too late. We can still make a U-turn and come back to Him. He's ready to give us this Spirit. He's ready to give us His Spirit, which can remind us and to bring to our understanding everything which God expects from us. It is my prayer that the good Lord will strengthen you and to let you have His Spirit this moment, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's pray. Abba Father, we thank you for the promise of your Holy Spirit, for the promise of the peace which you left with us. But Father, we've not got hold of this Spirit. We've not got hold of this peace which you left with us. We pray this moment that may thou, Lord, fill us with this Spirit to teach us the ways which we should go. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, you can reach us on
+233 244 673528
or 0244 235 017, or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box A5595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
I believe today's magazine has been a blessing. May the good Lord's hand be in your life. Amen. Remember to tune in same time tomorrow. Bye for now.